May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The Christ candle is lit because we have a baptism today, which we're not accustomed to having necessarily at the presentation of our Lord. Looks like y'all are trapped. Let me move this. Okay. They did what was required by their custom and the law. Mary and Joseph weren't doing anything extraordinary. They were doing what was ordinary. The tradition of the covenant of Moses required that the firstborn be offered to God as special and unique, truly as valuable. And so they did what was ordinary. The law didn't require them to go to Jerusalem to do that, by the way. The custom required them to do that. And so they went. And they were shocked by what happened there. It wasn't the priesthood or the aristocracy or people in robes who met them at the door or in the temple and approached them and made grand proclamations. It was a faithful old man and a faithful old woman of no account, but who had hope and trust and faith that God was going to do something in the world to save everyone, to make everyone whole again. And whatever they saw in the face of that child, it connected with them. And so they told everyone that they knew, everyone in earshot in the temple. They told them the things that they thought were most true, that God had done something new, that God's salvation was near and here now. And then Mary and Joseph go on about what they went there to do, to offer the child. To connect that child to the covenant. And in the same way, that's sort of what we're here for. At least what this family is here for. To connect this child forever to the community of the church. To the life of Christ. And in this ceremony that we observe today, baptism, we come as close to the root of our faith, as close as we can come, closer even than we do in burials. Many of you know we've had 5 burials since Christmas. Dear people who lived long, full lives. People who were baptized by water and the Holy Spirit, like all of us. We come into this place, we worship throughout our lives, and we make these promises to follow as best we can. And that when we fail, we own up to it, and we try again. And it's through that cycle of living that we become Christian. Baptism is the beginning, not the completion. Death is another step on that path, not the end. And so what we do in this place, when we bring a new human, a baby or an adult into the body of Christ, is we proclaim our hope and we strive to be the people that God created us to be, knowing we will fail, and knowing that we can only follow this way of life together, relying on you and you relying on each other, being there when we need to be carried, being there when we need support, and being there when it's time to celebrate. There is no more miraculous thing, maybe, than birth itself by what we're about to do in this baptism. We renewed our baptismal vows a few weeks ago at the baptism of our Lord, the first Sunday following Epiphany. And I challenged everyone to take that bulletin home. And if you weren't here that day, maybe take your bulletin home today and read the vows that we make. Think about them, talk about them, and wonder always, how can I take the next step to follow the Lord of life? How? Amen.